Senate Bill 110, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the regulation of vehicle dealers.
Senate Bill 110 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Munson.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the body. Senate Bill 110 is brought to us by the auto dealers, and what they're trying to do is they're in the process of updating their franchise laws that they have, and they patterned the Senate Bill 110 after Iowa. And it'll just, what it will really do, that will help the dealers when they want to add another franchise to their current dealership, they'll be able to do that. And they want to move a business from one location to another within the community or make improvements to the facility, and then it would just allow the audits to go to 2 years for the if they're going to audit them. And really what it does is they'd work with the manufacturers, but they'd have the manufacturer have to show that it doesn't work into their plan, and it really would help for the manufacturers when they mandate policies that don't work in our smaller communities. It would just give them more opportunity to discuss what they have to do. And right now, when they have a problem, the manufacturers always refer to state law. So we're trying to update the state laws for the dealers to make it so that they can work with the manufacturers and stay in business. So I'd ask your support of Senate Bill 110. Thank you.
Further remarks.
Madam President.
Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Madam President. I also rise in support of Senate Bill 110. There was a South Dakota Ford dealer that took 11 months to get approval to duel with the Lincoln Mercury franchise. And the dealer was told that they'd have to build a new dealership on a forecasted of 6 sales per month. And the dealer was also told that that was not the direction of Lincoln Mercury to duel. Ford Motor Company has lost $5 billion in the last year, and I would ask you, what direction is that? I would ask you to support Senate Bill 110.
Further remarks.
Hearing Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
Every year we get one of these bills in the state legislature, so this is not abnormal, but the concept is rather abnormal, and that is breaking a contract. You know, when people sign up for a franchise with McDonald's, Ford, GM, whatever it is, you know, it's in black and white. They know what to expect. But when it comes to auto dealers, it seems like that, you know, hey, it's okay to bring these bills each year to break a contract which they knowingly signed. So I would urge the body to really support contracts, keeping one's word, and vote against this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks.
Madam President.
Senator Boak.
Go ahead, Senator.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I just would like to address one part of Senator Steger's comments. These, ladies and gentlemen, are contracts of adhesion. There is no ability for the small dealers in South Dakota to effectively negotiate with Ford, General Motors, or any of the other big automakers. They're at a great disadvantage, and Senator Steger, these are very much akin to contracts for insurance, that any one of us as individuals have not the bargaining ability to take any one of our large insurance companies to task and bargain effectively on a true equal level playing field with those companies. So on that level, I don't think these are unique or against public policy whatsoever.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 110. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Boag?
Aye.
Bros?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock? Dugard? DeHuick? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hutmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson? Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Senator Craddock?
Aye.
Greenfield, no. Madam President, ayes 32, nays 3.
Senate Bill 110 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title. At this time, Senator Brown would like the Senate to welcome